2 weeks ago, the Spokane City Council approved a ballot measure that garnered national attention. It would impose a fine on every rail car that transports coal or oil through the heart of the city. Monday, the council could consider its withdrawal. Correspondent Emily Schwing reports.
When Council President Ben Stuckert brought the measure forth, he says he was trying to meet a deadline to get it on November's ballot. Then he says two things happened. For one, he met with BNSF and Union Pacific.
I've had meetings going back to 2012 with the railroads, and this was the first meeting where I felt that our concerns were actually being heard.
He says they even committed to working with Spokane to find safer ways to transport volatile crude oil and coal. The other thing he says changed his mind, he reread a legal memo from the council's policy advisor that warned the measure may not survive a legal challenge. So Stuckert wants to ask fellow council members to reverse course. He says it's important to admit when you've made a mistake. To withdraw the measure tonight, the council would have to suspend its own rules. November ballots are to be finalized Thursday. I'm Emily Schwing reporting.